You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded just one new coronavirus case and no lives lost over the past 24 hours. The new case is a parent of a child at the East Preston Islamic College, where a student recently tested positive. Around 800 people connected to the college outbreak and throughout northern Melbourne have been asked to self-isolate. Meanwhile, Victorian contact tracing chief Jerome Vimer says 86 tests were conducted in a community housing building in Broadmeadows on Thursday, which all came back negative. Mr. Vimer says authorities are taking extra precautions in potential Melbourne hotspots.
We continue to have around 400 people who are secondary contacts of the cases at the East Preston College. We also have an additional 390 secondary contacts of the ongoing work spread across quite a large number of suburbs in the northern area. That makes around 800 people who we are currently asking to self-isolate.
Police have used pepper spray against anti-lockdown protesters gathered at the Shrine of Remembrance in Melbourne. About 200 to 300 protesters gathered at the city's war memorial in opposition to the ongoing coronavirus restrictions in the city. Premier Andrews says he will wait to see the data collected from Friday and Saturday before announcing any easing of restrictions on Sunday.
All of those things will be weighed up, and then we'll make a judgment Saturday night about what's possible to be announced on Sunday. And I just again make the point, it won't be that a whole range of restrictions come off from Sunday arvo. It's going to be a lead-in. There'll be a couple of days, I think, for people to get ready for that. So we do have a few more days of data to come through before those changes would actually happen. But we're confident in where things are at the moment.
New South Wales residents can also look forward to easing a string of coronavirus restrictions, with more people set to be allowed to attend places of worship, gather outdoors and book at hospitality venues. The state recorded no new locally acquired cases in the 24 hours leading up to Friday and 7 in hotel quarantine. From today, 30 people will be allowed to gather outdoors, up from the current 20. Group bookings at hospitality venues will be extended from 10 to 30 people, and up to 300 will be allowed at places of worship. Dr. Jeremy McNulty says there were 13,686 tests reported to APM last night, and he's urging anyone with even mild symptoms to get tested.
New South Wales Health continues to appeal to the community to come forward for testing right away if anyone has symptoms that are even mild, like a runny nose, a scratchy throat, cough, fever, or other symptoms that could be COVID-19. There are more than 300 COVID-19 testing locations across New South Wales. To find your nearest clinic, visit our website or contact your GP.
A higher limit on international arrivals was also announced by the Prime Minister Scott Morrison after the National Cabinet met, an increase of 290 places per month. And Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly has congratulated Australia for its efforts to combat the impact of the virus. Dr. Kelly also welcomed the government's cautious approach to allowing people back into the country.
In fact, other than the Western Pacific region, of which we're part of in terms of the World Health Organization regions, everywhere else is doing it tough. And I think that's something we should remind ourselves of, how well Australia has done to now, and also how important the issues that the Prime Minister's mentioned about the stratification approach to overseas arrivals, that we really take into account where those issues are in the rest of the world.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.